Okay, today's daf is Truma's daf Samach Hey, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis towards the bottom. As we continue in this very important perek of Perek Ochel Truma Mezid, in the seventh perek of Truma's, it started off with talking about if somebody eats Truma B'mezid and not B'shogeg, the differences in Halacha. We mentioned Shogeg, one has to pay a Chomesh, and Mezid was not to pay a Chomesh. Shogeg, the chulin that one gives becomes Truma. Well, Mezid, it does not become Truma. Mechila. Does Mechila work by Truma Shogeg? One cannot be Mocha. The cook cannot be Mocha because one needs to get the Kapara through the payment. While by Mezid, he can be Mocha because it's just a Mamo type of payment. So that took us along the way. How do you Chayiv to pay in our Mishnah, right? What about Kimlev Davine? Are you going to be getting Malkus if you did a Naveir B'mezid? So because of that, so we have had a couple of Dafim of Kimlev Davine Dafim, right? There's Kimlev Davine in Ksubis, in the Bavli, in Elenaris, and other places. But here we have it in Trumas, middle of Trumas. We have big discussions of Kimle Bidraba Mine. So we are up to the second to last line on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we ended off with a question. We ended off with a question of why is it? We quoted a couple of brises on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. One of the brises was the fourth to last line. If somebody takes the cow of their friend and muzzles that animal, right, there's an Issa d'Oraisa muzzling, lo sachsom shor b'disho, right? That is a famous Issa because it's famous because of what's next to it in the Torah, right? We know there's a principle called dumya d'lav d'chasima. The makar of giving malchus in kiseitse is right next to lo sachsom shor b'disho. And that's why Chazal darshan that you only get malchus if it's similar to the lav of muzzling, dumya d'lav d'chasima. And therefore, you only get malchus according to what we paskin by a lav sheyesh b'maisa, right? And that's why, because chasima is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. You put the muzzle on, and the animal plows with a muzzle on. That's what we said yesterday. It's edim zomim motzi shemer is an exception to the rule. It's a lav sheyein b'maisa l'chora. So you have to have a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and you have to have a lav that's not a nitak lase. It's not connected to any other way that you could fix it. Not like Gnev and Gzela where you could give back the money. So that's not similar to Lav Dechasima. A Lav Dechasima, you will never get Misa. You will never get the death penalty for muzzling an animal. That's not like, right, a Lav Shenitel Ansaris Misa's Bezdin. Let's say somebody goes over to a person who's about to be Mechal Shabbos and says, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malkus. That's wrong. And you're not even going to get Malkus, because the rule is a lav that can get Misa will never get to Malkus, because again, it's not similar to the lav of Chasima. So the lav of Chasima is an important lav for that principle. But the Brisa that we read said, if somebody takes their friend's cow and you muzzle it, then you're going to get Malkus and you're going to have to pay. Right? You're going to have to pay for the food that the animal didn't eat, but the animal was supposed to get food. But you prevented it from getting food for lunch. So you're going to have to pay for that. And you're going to get Malkus for muzzling. Loki Mishalim. So what's the case of Loki Mishalim? I thought you're not Loki Mishalim. Right? You never get two punishments. That's our question. How could you be Loki Mishalim? Oh, we started off by saying maybe you see that you could have one exist without the other. Right? If I muzzle my own animal, I'm going to get Malkus. That shows that it's independent. But then we asked a question because, you know, you could have other cases that are independent and that doesn't not show. Right? We asked a question from our Mishnayas, Baal Achoso. Right? If somebody, you could separate the two Malkus and the Mamo. But so you see, that's not enough of a svara. So the Gemara says, you're right. Second to last line now, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, Trein Amaron, two possibilities. What is the case that you're going to get Malkus and Mamon for the case of muzzling, for the case of Chasima? First answer, Chad Amar, Bechosem Betruma Uba Mugdashin. We know that there's an Isra muzzling the animal, but what if it's a field of Hekdesh? Or it's a field of Truma? Right, so then in those cases, again, Truma can't be really b'mechubar. But if it's a case where the muzzling is preventing Truma Kashim, that you're allowed to muzzle. And not only you're allowed to, it's a mitzvah to muzzle. So the case is, what's the case that you're going to get Malkus and Mishalim? Malkus and, right, and money. You start off, and this part's not in the Gemara, but we have to just add this in. You start off muzzling in a chulin field. So in a chulin field, that's an isra muzzling. And at that moment, when you're muzzling the chulin field, you're not chayiv mamon. Because that's lo kevein mishalim. Then, after that, you take your friend's animal and take it into the kadshim and truma field, which is not usur for muzzling, but there you're going to have to pay back. There at least you're going to have mamon. So basically, the answer is, you're right, kimlei, you would say kimlei, loka mishalim, you would not say. We come up with a little kimta where it's one after the other. It's one after the other, right? Chose b'chuma b'mukdashin, right? You see on the bottom, Arafulda, the Armina Basokar Zapolim, it says in Bamitzia, Davsadi, b'chuma eino over mishum los achsom. V'chein b'hektish, we say in Me'ila, the mutter lachsom b'shal hektish. D'chsiv b'disho v'lo shal hektish. V'nim says, kishalokei ach paraso shal chavera, when I take my friend's animal. V'dosh b'shal hektish, and I thresh in a hektish field, tzorach lachosma mishum hektish. I have to muzzle it. I have to muzzle it, but I still have to give it food. I have to give it lunch. Right, so therefore, I have to pay. V'chiyav malchus is where she'hischa l'chosma b'chulim v'yachar kach dashba b'shel hektish. So again, at the first moment, you're chayav malchus, and on the next moment, on hektish and truma, there's no malchus, there's no isur of chasima, but I'm going to have to pay for that because I didn't give it lunch. So that is answer number one. Answer number one again, so it's basically inachinami, you can't be chayav malchus and mamon, and we came up with a case where it's one after the other. Next, v'charana amar, right, the other answer might be, how is it possible that I could get malchus and mamon? Oh, b'chosem al yedei shliach, I borrowed the animal from my friend, I had someone else, though, muzzle it, and work with it while it's muzzling. So I'm going to have to pay because I'm the balabayas, I'm the shoel, I borrow the animal. But who did the avera? I did do the avera. My friend did the avera. B'chosem, are they shliach? Shliach lo ke v'hu pater. So the shliach is going to get the malchus in that case. V'hu pater, and the mishaleach, the sholeach, is going to be pater. Why? One of the sources for the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera. There are a few sources. One of the sources of that you can't make a shliach to do an avera, right here. Dam yechashev la ish hahu. This is by shchute chutz. If somebody shechs a carbon outside the base of Migdash, it will be considered murder for that person, velo sholchav. Right? We darshin, hu velo sholchav. He, only the person that does the avera, and not for his, the ones who sent. So, lumaskana, before we get to talk about ein shliach l'dvar avera, lumaskana, the case of the Brisa, that if somebody muzzles the cow of their friend, you're chayiv both, you're chayiv lo ke umishalin, that's only in one of these types of cases, only where it's not simultaneous, right? First you do chulin and then you do kachem or truma, right? Or it's a case of, you know, ayide acher, but a regular case you would not be. So the mafarshim on the page point out that in the Bavli, the Bamitziah Daf Sadi Aleph, they seems to argue on this. It used to be a case that you could take the Brisa Kipshuto, and there are ways to get out of the problem. Okay, Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira is a big topic. Again, one of the sources is mentioned here. Another source is a Svara. Sometimes the Gemara quotes a Svara, sometimes not. Rashi often quotes this Svara in those sugyas, and that is Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. What do you mean? I told you to do an Avera and you go do the Avera. So I'm gonna get the Avera. No, what do you mean? You should have listened to Hashem. Right? If the Rebbe tells you something to do and the Talmud tells you something to do, so listen to the Rebbe. Right? So it's your fault. Right? Divrei Mishomin. Right? So I wasn't a good guy. I helped you. I facilitated. But I'm not going to get the Avera because of that Svara. That's one source. But again, in front of us, we have another one. Hu Vilo Sholchav. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, we discussed this earlier as well, that there are three exceptions to the rule for Shlichus L'dvar Avera. Even though our Gemara has the Makar that there's Ein Shlich L'dvar Avera, there are three exceptions to the rule where we say Yesh Shlich L'dvar Avera. And that is by Mi'ila. Right, if I send somebody to do the Avera, violating, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, we had a couple weeks ago. We had I had guests over at my house, and I tell the servant, go give them a piece of meat. And then the servant goes and gives them two pieces of meat. And then the guest takes three pieces of meat. So the Mishnah says, a Me'ila, they all get Me'ila. They all get Me'ila. Right, the first one, the Bala Bayis, because he said, the first piece of meat. What do you mean? Why should he get any Avera? He didn't do the Avera. He didn't eat from the... So we said there, Me'il is an exception. So Me'il is an exception. Shlichus Yad, if I have an item and I use it when I'm supposed to be guarding it. Shlichus Yad, if I have somebody else be Sholeach Yad, then I get the Avera. And Tzichu Mechira, if I steal an animal and then someone else shechs it or sells it, so then I'm going to be chayav for that. Those are the three exceptions to the rule of Shlichus Yad Avera. And the problem is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila in Perek Zion says there's one exception to Shlichus L'dvar Avera, and that's Me'ila. And all the Mefarshim say, the Gemara says three. How could the Rambam say one? You know, so, and the Rambam doesn't elsewhere quote the halacha. He just doesn't say that it's based on this. So the question is, lumdus why? So the Rambam must be saying somehow that those aren't true cases of shlichus l'dvar avera. Right, so how do you answer that question? So I think a couple weeks ago when we discussed this, we mentioned one answer. Now we'll mention another one as well. The Ksos in Reis Sadi Beis quotes the Maharit in his Chidushim on Kiddushin there, and he says, you know what the Torah, how the Rambam is understanding? It's three exceptions to the rule of Maisa. The Rambam doesn't argue Lamaisa, but conceptually, the Rambam is telling us that what the Torah is machadish by shlichus yad and tficha mechira, the iser isn't the Maisa. The iser basically is the result. If I cause the result of getting the animal shechted, then it's my avera. That's not a true case of shlichus of avera. What shlichus of avera? I send you to do the avera. You do the avera. You do the avera, not me. But if I send you to shecht, so then I did the avera, because the avera isn't to shecht. The avera is to cause this animal to be shechted. So that's not ain shliach l'dvar avera. I did the avera. And the same thing with shlichus yad. The chiddush of the Torah is that the other galish b'shlichus yad la midin shlichus hu elam midin posheya. It's all a din of negligence. You were negligent either if you do it or if you have someone else do it. Who midin posheya shachayev akasev as a shomer bein shapasha al yedei atzmo bein shapasha yedei achirim lefi shemirasu alav tvichanami afilu tavchay yedei katan the lav bar shlichus hu machayev. So again, I said it as a result. But he says, you know, the shlichus yad, it's about the pshia shebo, and tzvicha mechira is about the hana shebo. I got hana whether you shecht or I shecht. I was negligent whether you were shlech yad or not. So those aren't true cases of shlichus adar avera. Mi'ila, that's a perfect case. You did the avera, I get the credit for the avera, so that's why the Rambam says that's the only example. So that we mentioned earlier, but there is another one that I saw recently in the Yonas Elam. Yonas Elam is from Yonah Karpilov. He was a Talmud of the Briska Rav. He was killed. He was killed at a very young age, I think the age of 32, in one of the ghettos, the Covenant Ghetto. I don't remember which one. He was known as the Minsker Ilui. Rabbi Yonami Minsker. The Briska Rav was once giving a shir, and he was a Talmud of his, and he wasn't there. He's like, I can't give the shir. He's not here. I can't give the shir, he's not here. He's an Ilui Atzav. So they put out, some of the Talmidim who remembered some of his Torah, put out in the Yonas Elam. It's a little kuntras. His name was Yonah. So Yonas Elam, Elam means Elaim, became silent. That's why his brother, when he put out the Sefer, named the Sefer Yonas Elam. That the Yonah that became silent because he was killed. So there in Simon Yutes, he has a different answer for the Rambam. He says, when it comes to Tficha Mechira and Shlichus Yad, interestingly, both of those are within Gezela, or Geneva. Right? If I'm a Shomer and I start using something, I become a Ganav. Tzicha Mechira, obviously, is second stage of Geneva. So, what's the Chiddush? By those two, there's two factors by a Geneva and Gezela. Right? There's the Isser, and there's the Chi of Mamon. And you could separate the two. So maybe by those two, when I send you to do it, then you do it. Fine, the shlichus is only on the chi of mamon. You're going to have to pay, but maybe I did the avera by sending you, right? Not on the iser. So maybe that's why it's not a true case. Because there's geneva, and both of those are within the world of geneva, right? Because it's the second stage of geneva, or making you into a ganav. So maybe that's, I didn't transfer everything. The tvichu mechir of shlichus yad, kivadavi mechi of gzela, the chi of zeshaya, gam below avera de gzela. You could separate, you could have one person who did the avera of geneva, and one person who's going to have to pay for the geneva. If you have a katan, the katan did the avera, but the father might have to pay for it. Right, because it's his responsibility. So you can separate. Mishumachi nisraber rocked in shlichus l'inyin chiyav mamon. So the shlichus regarding chiyav mamon. Avalo l'inyin avera that tficha mechir v'shlichus yad. Could be that when I send the shliach, he's going to have to pay, but it's my avera. That's the chiddush of the exception of yesh shliach l'dvar avera by these cases. Because you can split it. By me'ila, there's nothing to split. The chiyuv to pay goes with the avera. And therefore, if the Torah says, if the Gemara is machadish, yesh shliach l'dvar avera here, then it must be everything transferred. Must be that he, the person who actually violated, did the avera, and he's going to have to pay for it. It can't just be he's going to pay for it, but I did the avera. Right? So therefore, says the Yonas Elam, by when it comes to me'ila, And therefore, it has to be that it's included even regarding the Avera. Okay, so that's the Yonas Elam, Simin Yutes. We continue now. Says the Gemara, third line, Samachay Amid Aleph. So we're going to have a couple of cases where you did, there are two Averas involved. We're going to switch the Girsa. In all three cases we're about to see, we're going to switch it to being Shogeg on the Truma. You have something in front of you, you don't realize it's Truma, even though you knew it was some other Avera. And you amaze it in that Avera. So here we go. Shogeg b'truma v'chizid b'chametz. Yeah, on chametz, you have a piece of Truma that's chametz. You did not realize it was Truma, but you knew it was chametz. So in that case, or mazid b'nazir v'shogeg b'truma, or read a shogeg b'truma u'mazid b'nazir. Right, you knew something was, I'm a Nazir, it's wine, I'm not allowed to drink wine. I didn't know it was Truma. Or, Shagag b'Truma v'hizah b'Yom HaKippurim. I know it was Yom Kippur, but again, I didn't realize it was Truma. In all these cases, you're gonna get Malkus for the other Avera. But the Truma you were Shogeg. So you're gonna have to pay there? Are you going to have to pay there for the Truma? So in Niftarine Bishnei Dvarim, if you say, I look at these two Averas as two different worlds. They don't connect to each other. It's two totally different Averas than Icha. Then it works out according to everybody. Everybody would agree. Even Reish Lakish. Remember what was Reish Lakish's Shita that we had the past couple of days? Reish Lakish says, if you do an Avera that's Chayv Yumalkus, even if you're not going to get Malkus, you're going to be Pater on the Mammon. So if you say you look at these cases as two separate cases, then even Reish Lakish could agree that you're going to pay. Because it's two separate cases. It's not within the world of Truma. It's not within one Avera. But in Niftarine, Bedavar Echad, but if you say these are related, meaning even because it's the same piece of food, because you're going to get Malkus on one, you're not going to pay on the other, so then Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Malkus, then it would be a Machlokas. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be Chayev, because you're not getting Malkus for the Truma. According to Reish Lakish, you'd be Pater. According to Reish Lakish, you'd be Pater because you look at it as one, and because you're getting a punishment of the Truma, so you're going to be Pater on the other. Good. Period. Taman Tanina. Other related issues to Kimle. Says the Mishnah in Megillah. Many are familiar. Ein bein Shabbos li Yom Kippurim. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Ela shezes dono b'dei adam v'zes dono b'ikaris. That on Shabbos, there's Misa b'dei adam. Shabbos is a iser skila. And Yom Kippur is an Isser Karis. Right there, both Isser Daraisa, Malacha. But there's a difference between the punishment. Habitashlumin. But regarding, what's Masha from that Gemara, from that Mishnah? The Mishnah says the only difference is if you did B'mezid, Karis and Misa. Mashma that if you did Tashlumin, what if you did a Na'achiv Mamon Avera at the same time? So Zevzeh Shabbat, it sounds like it would be equal. Meaning in both cases, you'd be Pater. You'd say Kimle B'drabim Minei, both by Shabbos, which is Misa, and by Yom Kippur, which is Karis. That would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Nechudi Menachana. Masnisa to Rabbi Nechudi Menachana. The Mishnah then is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Nechudi Menachana, who says what? Kimle is even by Karis. Not only by Misa's Bezdin and Mamon, but also Karis and Mamon. Right? Many know this from the beginning of Elanaris. But here it is. The Tani of Rechonim HaKona Omer, Rechonim HaKona says, Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos L'Tashlumin. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos regarding an overlapping Chiyuv Mamon. Just like Shabbos, if I'm Chayiv Misa, I'm Pater on the Mamon, so too Yom Kippur, which is Chayiv Kares. If I'm Chayiv Kares, then I'm going to be Pater on the Mamon. The Gemara just quotes another Shita, which seems very similar to Rechonim HaKona. Rechonim HaMenasya Omer, Mechuyve Kares, Kimuchuive Bezdin. That's the Girsa of Rabbi Folda. We treat Chiyuve Karis like Chiyuve Bezdin. Sounds like the same thing, right? Just the Chiyuve Bezdin is Poter the Mamon, so too Karis. So my Beneo, what's the difference between Rabbi Chiyuve Menachana and Rabbi Shimon Menasya? They sound very similar to each other, right? And why would the, right? In this case, they have to be the same, but what's the difference? The Gemara has two possibilities, of Nafgamina. And what's the commonality between them? They're not forever Isurim. They have a time of Heter. So that's going to be the Nafgamina, right? Do you compare it to Yom Kippur, or do you compare it to all Chiyuve Karis? So what are examples of an Isur that is not forever? Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Yevina Amar, Na'ara Nida B'Nehon. If somebody lives with a Nida, so there's Chiyuve Karis there, but the Isur Nida is an Isur Karis, but it's not forever, right? Isur Nida is is temporary. So that's one nafkamina. Or Amar Rabbi Mana of Achos Ishto Beneon. Right? The only arayos that could be temporary. Achos Isha. Right? If a man's wife dies, then he's still usher in all of her relatives. He still can't marry his mother-in-law, he still can't marry his stepdaughter, except for his wife's sister. If a man's wife dies, he can marry the sister. So both of those, al daiti der mechuri min hakana, what was the language of mechuri min hakana? Ma Shabbos ein la heter achar isura, v'yom kippurim ein la heter achar isura, right? Shabbos and Yom Kippur, right? The Rebbe Chudi says Shabbos is like Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So both of those are permanent on Yom Kippur. Obviously, after Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur anymore. But both of those are Chiyuvei Krisos that are forever. Ve'elu, we're just going to make this plural. That's what the Shinui Neschos does. Ve'elu, Hova Yeshlahen, Heter Achar Isuran. And these, by Nida and by Achos Isha. Because those have a Heter after their time of Isser, then they're not similar to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And therefore, you wouldn't learn kimle to them. So mishalim. So in those, according to Rechim and Nakana, in those cases, you would pay. You would pay. You wouldn't say kimle. Rib Shimon ben Asya Omer, no. Shabbos yesh bakares, Yom Kippurim yesh bakares. Does it have kares lamaisa? Yes. So vizu. So by these cases, by Nida and Achozi, Shehov yesh bakares and a mishalim. Period. So that's the nafkamina between these two. If you look in the Rambam has a very strong, formulation in the beginning of Hilchas Shvisas Asar. Right, the Rambam, the beginning of Sefer Zmanim, what's his order? What's his order for Zmanim? Which is the Rambam's Moed. So Shabbos and Erevin, you know, that comes first. Right? What comes next according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Psachim, Shkalim, and then Yuma. So it might be because, you know, just practically, this has been pointed out, maybe it was just order of size. Right? What's the order of the Seder of Mishnah? Is size. The biggest one is the beginning of every Seder, and then you get smaller as you go. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, he does not say it's just based on size. There's something conceptual. But either way, the Rambam switches. The Rambam has Shabbos and, listen to the Lashon, if you remember, Shabbos and Erevin. Erevin is part of Shabbos. Then Shvisas Asar, which is Yom Kippur. Then Yantif. Then Shvisas Yantif. So the Rambam puts Yom Kippur before Yantif. You would have thought Shabbos and Yantif are the rules. No, Yom Kippur is closer. They're both Shabbos, Shabboson. Yom Kippur is before. So Shvisas Asar is right after Shabbos and Erevin. So at the beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Asar, which the Rambam has halacha beis, the Rambam has many comparisons between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Kol malacha shechayev anos donav b'Shabbos skila, anything yechayev skila on Shabbos, yechayev kares on Yom Kippur. V'kol shechayev anav carbon, whatever yechayev carbon on Shabbos, yechayev a carbon on Yom Kippur. V'chol davar she'asur la'asos b'Shabbos, whatever you can't do on Shabbos, afal pi she'eino malacha. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, even if it's not a daraisa, asur la'asos b'Yom Kippurim. V'yimasa makados o'makas mardus, derech she'makados o'al ha'Shabbos. So you compare Shabbos and Yom Kippur for Skila, for Kares, for Isurei D'Rabbanan even. And then he says at the end, the last line, Klalo Shel Davar, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom HaKippurim Bin Yonim Elu, Elish Donan Malacha B'Shabbos B'Skila U'B'Yom HaKippurim B'Kares. That's the rule. So the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam is hinting to us something important. Because if you read the Mishnah that we just read in Megillah, Ein Bein, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur except for Kares and Skila. There are many differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. There are many other differences in halacha. There's an isser to eat on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. There are many differences. What does that Mishnah mean? Ein bein. So that's why the Rambam adds, bi'in yonim elu. He means regarding onshim. Regarding onshim, that's how he's understanding the Mishnah. Ein bein. Shabbos Yom Kippur, bi'in yonim elu. That means onshim, ela, the following. But obviously there are other differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's the Rambam. Also the other issue that's brought up here, right? The Gemara brings up Nida and Achos Isha, that those are exceptions to the rule. Those are Isurei Kares that are temporary. They can be undone. Achos Isha, again, if the man's wife dies, then a man is allowed to marry his wife's sister. Again, that's the only one, because the Torah says Bichayecha. Bichayecha, the only erva that changes upon death. But Nida also, the question that's asked by the Rishonim implicitly is, so Nida is an exception to the rule. It's temporary. It's also another exception, right? Nida is the only one of the arayas, right? The pasuk, based on psukim, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Hakol modim, babala, nida shein avlan mamzer. Even though by all the other arayas, right? If somebody lives with their sister, mother, daughter, all the other arayas, the offspring would be a mamzer, because a mamzer flows from Isurei Kares, but nida is different. The Torah says, based on a pasuk in the Gemara Kiddushin learns it out, Daf Samach Vav, that if somebody lives with a nida, the child is not a mamzer. Right? It's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The child is not a mamzer. So what does that mean for us? The fact that the child is not a mamzer, so is that telling me, it's an exception, okay, Gzeiras HaKasev? Or the fact that the child is not a mamzer is hinting to us something else. That nida is a different type of iser bia than all the other arayos. And the question is how to understand in Kiddushin, the Gemara just quoted the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, just like every arayos has kares, so too, nida is in the world, and Parshat Achremos is listed with the other arayos. But conceptually, is nida an erva? That's the shaila. Is nida arayos? Arayos usually means an illicit relation based on blood relative, based on a relative or a marriage relative. It's based on a relationship, right? A mother, a sister, a daughter. It's all based on relationships. Nida is not. Nida is not based on relationship. Nida is a separate type of iser. And also nida is temporary. And also nida doesn't have chiyuv, there's no moms there. So that is a huge topic in the Rishonim. Tosfos, first off in Yevamos. Tosfos Arash, first off in Yevamos. And other places, Tosfos seem to say that nida is not one of the arayas. Not one of the arayas. The Tosfos Arash says that Tosfos in Yevamos that Beis sounds that way. That's what he means, but he doesn't explicate it. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, and also the Tosfos Arash, there on the Beis of an Aleph in Yevamos, says it beferish. They have the Lashon beferish, and that is the lo yafina nida meyachos isha kamo shara rayos sho iser omid al yavam tfei meyashar ben yodam avol nida lekuliyama asura velo mikri erva. Wow, deina asura mishum korva. Right, and that's the language of the Tosfos Arash and Yevamos. But again, that's many. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in three places at least calls nida an erva. The Rambam says a nida is the only erva that you're allowed to have yichud with a husband and wife. Right, he calls a nida erva in a few places, and that's, that answers a lot of questions. But that is a big topic, important topic. But we'll continue now. Says the Gemara now. So another question about Kimle. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Omer, boy, love and v'krisas ma'amrin ba ilay tanoi. So we just said these two tanoim, which by the way we don't paskin like, right? We paskin that Kimle is only by misa and mamon, but kares and mamon, that's what these two tanoim paskin, that kares pater mamon too. Would these tanoim say that kares pater malchus? Would they say that? Usually kares and malchus go together. Usually the same kares is it gives b'chayv you malchus. But that's the question of Yehuda ben Pasi. Would kares pater malchus like kares is poter mamon according to these deus? So Amar Reb Yosi Tzricha l'Rabbanan. We got to ask the rabbis. Good question. Good question. We got to ask. Right, the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. V'zuay mesafkal on the b'nei beis hamedrash. It's a question. So Amar Reb Yonah. Reb Yonah says, "Lama lo shama le'menada." I don't see it. Why did they learn the answer to this question from the following? The Tani of Shimon Bar Yochai from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai learned to the Brisa. The Tani of Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai learned to the Brisa. Reb Tarfin Omer, Ne'amar Kares b'Shabbes, Ne'amar Kares b'Yom Kippurim. Kares is written by Shabbos, right? If I without Hasra, this Kares and Kares, right? It says by in Kisisa, and this Kares on Yom Kippur. So we compare the two. Ma Kares Amar b'Shabbes, just like the Kares by Shabbos. Ein. Again, switch the girsa to fit in. Ein makas eitzel kares. Just like the kares on Shabbos, you will never be chayav malchus with that kares. Right? You never chayav malchus because, again, that's an example. We mentioned this before. Shabbos is an example of a lav shenitan lasfaras misas bezdin. You could get misa for it. So if you're going to get misa for that aveira, you're never going to get malchus for that aveira. So the Gemara says, just like Shabbos's kares will never coexist with malchus of kares. Amar Rabbi Yom Kippurim, ein Makos Eitzel Kares. So it's a Beferish Brisa. So I don't see what the question was. And that's where the Gemara says, Tzricha Rabbanan, we got to figure this out. I don't know, it's a Beferish Brisa that gives the answer. So there's no answer to that question of why we didn't prove it from that Brisa. The Gemara just says it. But we comment, Amar Rabbi Manakumi Rabbi Yosi. We just comment that the whole question was only according to one opinion. Matzrichin Lei. The question was only Matzrichin Lei Kershim and Melakish. The question was only within Reish Lakish. Again, according to these Tanoim, that Kimle applies to Karis also. What would Reish Lakish say? Would Reish Lakish pater the Mammon or not? Or would pater the Malkus or not? But according to Reb Yochanan, it's obvious. In Makus Eitzel Misa, Yeshlo, Lo Kol Shekein, Makos Eitzel Karis. Right? If Malkus could coexist with Misa, then surely makas with karis. Right? There are examples that we had before. As the following, we're going to see that makas could coexist with misa. Where's that? That sounds like a chiddush. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, if misa and malchus could coexist, then for sure karis, which is not as chomer, karis and malchus could coexist. Where do we see Rabbi Yochanan holds that the malchus and karis could coexist? So we skip a phrase. De ispalgun, because the following machlokas, hashochid osov es beno, l'shem avodah zarah, the isur darais of osov es beno. You can't shecht a mother, a parent, and his offspring on the same day. What if you did that? That's one aveira. But you did it l'shem avodah zarah, which is another aveira. Osov es beno is an isur malchus. Avodah zarah is an isur misa. So, Rabbi Yochanan amar, im hisur bo mishum osov es beno. If he got malchus just for osov es beno, and not for avodah zarah, so then you're going to get malchus. That's already our raya. You see that Rabbi Yochanan allows malchus even for an aveira that has misa. So that's why, according to the Gemara, says that the question couldn't have been within Rabbi Yochanan, because he even allows kares and malchus, so misa and malchus to coexist, so surely kares and malchus. Okay, but we just finished. If a person was warned for avodah zarah, then he's gonna get killed, right? Because even though he did the other avera. As we had before, Rish Lakish says, if you were warned for osov esbeno, even if you were warned for osov esbeno, and not avodah zarah, you're not gonna get malchus. Why? Because there's a potential. Had you been warned for avodah zarah, you would get misa. So even if you aren't warned, you're still going to be pater from the malchus. So the Gemara just comments that question that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi asked about whether kares is poter malchus, that question is only within Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question, because you would for sure get malchus in that case. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll start with a little Osov Esbeno discussion. We'll see what we have time for. Okay, we'll stop here.